Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest for another 15 minutes or so. The new book just came out yesterday, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. As part of your SEAL training, you first went through underwater demolitions or frog teams, didn't you, sir? And so having a knowledge of controlled demolition, we've had a lot of engineers, physicists, architects look at it and say that even if jet fuel could have weakened the steel, it would have had a collapse where it fell over sideways or certain parts crinkled. It wouldn't have aerosolized and fallen straight down with pyroclastic flows of steel blown in one- and two-story pieces sheared off at 45-degree angles with perfect blast points shooting out hundreds of feet and dust shooting out miles. Can you comment on that with your background, Governor, in underwater demolitions as a frogman?
Sure. First of all, it's the same training. You know, people for some reason want to separate the UDT from the SEAL, and it's all the same. Initially, it's called BUDS, which is Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training. And when you graduate from BUDS, you're fully qualified as a demolition expert, whether you go to a UDT team or to a SEAL team. It's basically the needs of the Navy, and actually, they would generally send the better swimmers to the UDT teams because they tend to work a little bit more in the water. In every class, your top swimmers will go to the UDT teams, where your guys that can't quite swim as good will go to the SEAL team. But they're completely interchangeable, especially once you've completed what they called SEAL cadre, which was advanced guerrilla warfare. So I spent 3 years with underwater demolition team 12, and then I spent 2 years attached to SEAL team 1 in the reserves. But, again, am I a demolition expert on a controlled demolition to drop a building? No, because our standard policy, when we would figure out how to blow something up, we would use the slide rule, and then we always had a standard rule: when in doubt, overload. So what that means is when you figure out how to blow it up, throw on an extra haversack of C4 just to make sure you get the job done. Because in our type of demolition work in warfare, you're not worried about whether everything blows up. You don't worry about a controlled demolition, which is what they would use to drop a building so that it wouldn't affect any of the other buildings.
My point is that you've worked with explosives. What does it look like to you?
Well, upon looking at the film in super slow motion and the way the building fell and comparing that to the way that they do like a controlled demolition of a hotel in Las Vegas, they both fell identical. And it just is beyond me. And I kick myself for when it initially happened that the light didn't go off. But again, I was so shocked that this thing had even taken place that I apologize for not being more aware, but I don't think I was alone, as were most of the people in the United States.
Well, what about 7? I mean, you talk about the free fall speed of the 110-story towers at the speed of gravity. 7 falls at the speed of gravity, and it's the classic where you see the penthouse fall, the central beam they blow out, then they blow the side beams, it collapses. The CIA, the FBI, defense intelligence, we're all based there. We have videos of police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. Firemen saying, get back, the government said they're going to blow it up. Then they say, oh, we didn't blow it up. Have you seen those videos of police saying, get back?
No, I have not. I haven't seen those, but I did watch the actual film of Building 7 going down, and in my opinion, there's no doubt that that building was brought down with demolition, and when you look at how that building came down, it came down identical to the other two.
Just incredible. When we come back, I want to talk about how we could investigate this or where this should go, Governor, in your view, and then your take on the war, and that's basically it. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura, the new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I know some stations just joined us, but don't carry the first hour. Don't worry. The days to come, we're going to re-air this interview in its entirety. We'll be right back with the final segment with Jesse, the Mind Ventura.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got to have him back sometime in the near future. Just an amazing interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Hollywood movie star, wrestling champion, best-selling author, surfer. It's great getting to meet him in person when he was with Kinky Friedman. And we've had Willie Nelson called up a month or two ago and said, hey, I want to come on your show and talk about 9/11 being an inside job. And he came on and talked about it. Governor Ventura, what is the establishment going to do as the one of the most respected living Italian presidents, former head of their intelligence, went public and said 9/11 was carried out by criminal elements of the government? What are people going to do as we see more and more and more and more former CIA section chiefs? We have just hundreds of engineers, physicists. We've got Bob Baer, that the movie Syriana is about, a famous SEAL commander, saying all the evidence points at inside job. We have Underwriting Laboratories, Kevin Ryan. They did internal tests and said it was impossible with Building 7. What are they going to do as the laws of physics come out here?
Well, they're going to continue to deny it. Your mainstream media is going to completely ignore anything. You know, the mainstream media has never shown the film of Building 7 going down. And what we have to do, in my opinion, is people like you and your radio show and people like me continue to tell people. Everywhere I go, I tell people to go to the internet and watch Loose Change, because my son turned me on to that. And of course, when he first told me, I thought, come on, you know, they can put anything on the internet. And when I finally did watch it, it I went through every emotion you could imagine, from laughing, crying, getting sick to my stomach, to everything, the whole emotional thing. And I think the best thing we can do is just to keep communicating, and hopefully the truth will come out eventually if enough pressure is put on and enough people gain knowledge of what's going on in the world. And we don't want to lose our country. After all, it's still our country, and until they put us down, we have the power, and we have the power to vote these people out of office and get people in there that have the best interests of the country in mind.
Governor, I produced Loose Change Final Cut. It just came out a few months ago. Have you seen that? I need to mail you a copy of it.
No, I have not, but I'll tell you what, Alex, when I get back to the States, I got your phone number here. I'll give you a call, and you can fire it up to me.
Absolutely. I can
send and I will be back in May, so it isn't that far off.
Fantastic. Now, I gave you a copy of Terror Storm. Did you have a chance to watch that?
Review it for me quick.
Remember when we met here in Texas, I gave you a copy?
Sure.
It's just the history of government-sponsored terrorism.
Okay. I vaguely remember it, yeah. I've been reading so much and all that, definitely now I do.
You told me that you read 16 books in the interim researching this and other subjects. What are other questions you have about the official story?
Well, the other questions I have, again, are why was there no wreckage outside of the Pentagon when the Pentagon was supposedly hit by this other plane? And in fact, when I was watching Loose Change with a friend of mine, he happens to work for a company that helps to build the Boeing airplanes. And when they said that the engines completely disappeared and were destroyed, his response, excuse my French, was bullshit. and I turned to him and said, why? He said, because they're made out of titanium steel. They can't disintegrate.
Well, they said that the whole plane disintegrated.
Right. But the engines would never, because they're titanium steel.
Whoa. I wonder why they're still keeping all the cameras secret, too.
I don't know. Well, but obviously why, Alex. They don't want any of us paying attention anymore. They, you know, remember something. Most people in the United States have a attention span of about, what, 30 minutes?
Yes.
And then they're on, and they don't pay attention after that. And the problem is, and I encourage people all the time, stop watching TV and start that old thing called reading. You know, start reading again, because it's the dumbing down of America that's happening right now. Case in point, last year, every major news station in America for 30 days covered the death lead story of Anna Nicole Smith.
They did.
And I mean, I sat and got so angry because I thought, how does this woman warrant all of this?
It's a distraction.
She was a Playboy playmate and a gold digger.
Well, we have troops dying in Iraq. We have the economy going to hell in a handbasket. We have all this corruption. And in the 5 minutes we've got left with you, Governor, we aren't going to let you go because I know you're very busy and have a break before your next interview. I would like to get your take on the White House. Why did they think they could sell torture and White House memos about torturing children with pliers in front of their parents? Why did they think they could lie about WMDs? I mean, does that play into the hubris of folks that would be involved in 9/11 attack?
Well, because always remember this, the most dastardly person in the world that I know of was Adolf Hitler, that I've ever read about. And remember what his most famous quote was, the bigger the lie, the easier the sell.
That's it, because people just can't believe it. It's the audacity.
Well, let me put it to you another way. My mom and dad are both gone now. I've been an orphan since 1995, but my wife's parents are still alive, and they're elderly people. And when I try to bring this up with them, they don't want to believe it. And the reason is so simple. They don't believe anyone can be that evil. And I think a great deal of people in this country are of that same thought. They don't believe that people can be that evil.
And that's how Hitler was able to do what he did, because people judge the world according to themselves, and if they're nice, sweet people, then they think, and that's the main reason criminologists say women, you know, get in yellow Volkswagens with Ted Bundy, because they can't believe a nice guy in a nice suit is going to be biting chunks out of them an hour later.
Exactly. And that's the thing we have to wake up to, is that there are bad people, there are evil people, and when we sit back, then, you know, evil prevails if we allow it to happen. So we really have to, in many ways, blame ourselves for our own media today, because we're following this National Enquirer media entertainment on TV instead of having them being hardline. You know, the downfall to the regular media actually was the show 60 Minutes. And what I mean by that is 60 Minutes was a great show, and they would do some great investigative reporting, but here was the downfall. Up until that point in time, the media wrote the news off as a business loss, that it was a required thing they had to do, but it didn't make money. When 60 Minutes came out, all of a sudden 60 Minutes was breaking into the top 10, and all of a sudden the light went off with the bean counters. You mean we can make money off the news? And there was your downfall. They then became, they got into creating the news instead of reporting it.
Well, and then the CIA moved in big time to trying to influence the media. That's been admitted. Getting back in the couple minutes we've got left with you, Governor, to 9/11, as a military man in your history, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, two aircraft carrier attack groups in the 3 months before 9/11, massed in the countries and in the waters off of Afghanistan. Newsweek reported Bush, the day before 9/11, signed the attack orders to go into Afghanistan 1 week later. Isn't that pretty obvious when you have all of these troops being massed and then Bush says, oh, we went in because of 9/11?
I can't answer that, Alex, because that's information I have no knowledge about. I have to just simply take your word for it. But if that is true, then absolutely, yes.
Well, I mean, here's an example. You know about Gulf of Tonkin, because I talked to you a year and a half ago about that. They now admit that that was staged. They now admit, Chicago Tribune, that Israel did attack the Liberty in 67 to try to blame it on Egypt. That's now declassified. That debate's over. I mean, governments, all governments have been caught. Putin's been caught doing things like this. Do we need to have a renaissance, an awakening to this, so criminal elements in government stop doing it? I mean, how important is it to expose false flag terror?
Well, that's why I wrote the book, Alex. It's Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and I believe we must have a revolution in which to take our country back.
In closing, Governor Ventura, the book, bound to be a bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, The War, fifth year anniversary was just a few weeks ago. The Pentagon plans it will be there at least 50 years. McCain says 100. Cheney said 100-year war. I mean, how can we get the troops home when they sell it? And in a way, it's true that by putting the troops there, it wrecked it, so now we have to stay there to fix it. But the studies show if we left, it would get better. I mean, what would you do as president? And you said on Larry King last night, so A, the war, and then B, you said that 80-something percent on Larry King Live in the poll wanted you to run for president. Are you thinking about running this year, or are you thinking about running in 4 years?
Well, it's impossible for me to run this year unless somebody could get me ballot access in all 50 states, which is very, very difficult to do because the two-party system is set up so that there can't be any third entity that gets in there to give people an alternative choice. So it's impossible for me to run at this late date, I would think. I mean, nothing's impossible, but it would be very slim to none to be able to do it. What we've got to do is, like I said, we got to quit electing these people of the status quo. Whoever comes in next is going to face I don't envy it, because you're going to spend 4 years just cleaning up George Bush's mess. And I doubt you'd be able to do anything on your own at all until, you know, a second 4 years.
No, that makes sense. But you're in shape. You're jogging, you told me, every day, and you're surfing. And so hopefully you can get geared up. And in 4 years, perfect time for Jesse Ventura to run for president, maybe with Ron Paul on the ticket.
Well, that remains, you know, you never say never, Alex. I've learned that in 56 years on the planet, that you never say never. So who knows what could happen. But then on the flip side, you know, I might be down there riding giants with, what's his name, the big surfer. Shoot, I can't think of his name now off the top of my head.
Hey, it's okay. Governor, you've been very gracious giving us an hour and 18 minutes. I'm going to let you go. And when the book hits the number one bestseller chart here in the next few weeks, I'd love to get you back on for a quick pop-in about the book. Thank you for all your time, and thank you for standing up for liberty.
Oh, thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work. And you know, between all of us, we can make the United States the great country it used to be, and it can rise up and be that again.
Hey, listen, it's your song. Get back to Mexico. Do some surfing for me, Governor.
I sure will, Alex. Take care and good luck.
There goes Jesse the Mind Ventura. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Here's a little clip in this segment and the next. It's like an hour long. The whole thing's on the web. From a BBC documentary where they just proved what we already knew, that three CIA operatives at least, several others, well-known ones, Frank Morales and others, at the Ambassador Hotel 40 years ago, killing Bobby Kennedy. So we're going to play that while I take a little break and eat some lunch. Let's just get honest here, but it's really good. Then we're going to come back and take calls and cover news, balance of the show. I'll be sitting here with you folks listening. Here it is.
Well, had he lived, Bobby Kennedy would have been 81 today, instead of which he was killed in one of the most famous political assassinations of modern American history. A Palestinian man, Sirhan Sirhan, was seized, charged, tried, and convicted. Nearly 40 years on, he's still in jail, repeatedly denied parole. The violent deaths of prominent people, whether they be Bobby Kennedy's brother, JFK, or even Diana, Princess of Wales, routinely attract conspiracy theories. But that wasn't uppermost in the mind of Shane O'Sullivan when he began to look into the assassination. There's some strong language in his film.
One thing is clear in this year of 1968, I believe in this country as I traveled across, and that is that the American people want no more Vietnam.
In August in Chicago, the Democratic Party will nominate its candidate for President of the United States. There are two roads to that nomination. One is to seek commitment through discussions with political leaders. The other is to go to the people.
June 5th, 1968, the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. Bobby Kennedy wins the California Democratic primary and is tipped to beat Nixon to the White House.
I think it's quite clear is that we can work together in the last analysis, and that what has been going on within the United States over the period of the last 3 years, the divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups, or in the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country. And I intend to make that my basis for running and over the period of last year. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Moments later, he is assassinated while leaving through a kitchen pantry.
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot in the head.
It's only 2 months since the assassination of Martin Luther King. A 24-year-old Palestinian, Sirhan Sirhan, is seen firing at Kennedy and is arrested as the lone assassin. But for nearly 40 years, debate has raged over whether a second gunman was involved. Police diagrams based on the autopsy show the fatal shot came from behind, but witnesses place Sirhan's gun several feet in front of Kennedy.
The actual shooter of Robert Kennedy was standing behind Robert Kennedy, according to the autopsy report. Sirhan was standing in front of him, face to face. The distance between the muzzle of the assailant's weapon and Robert Kennedy's body was somewhere between actual contact and no more than 3 inches. And the weapon from which the shots were fired was held at a sharp upward angle, again from the rear. All the witnesses state Sirhan's weapon was held between 1.5 and 6 feet away from Robert Kennedy, horizontally, in relation to the floor. The autopsy report exonerates Sirhan.
Behind me is the famous Ambassador Hotel, where Robert Kennedy was assassinated that night. Now a construction site, shortly to be a high school project in memory of Bobby Kennedy. I started running a screenplay 3 years ago based on this case, fascinated by the conspiracy theories. During the course of my research, I found new video and photographs that suggest that three CIA operatives were at the hotel that night, and I believe involved in the assassination.
Agent number one, the Indian man in the white shirt at the back of the room, moments after the speech and just before the shooting. I think this man is David Morales. Moments after the shooting, agent number two, Gordon Campbell, walks from the direction of the pantry with a small container in his hand as a Latin man waves him towards an exit. 30 minutes after the shooting, here is Agent One again, David Morales. I also found several photographs of these agents earlier in the evening. Here, Agent 2, Gordon Campbell, stands in the ballroom hours before the shooting with a third agent. These officers worked together in 1963 at JM Wave, the CIA's Miami base for its secret war on Castro.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Took it all away. The names
in the middle. The place is where you used to play. Talk about newsmaking headlines. Jesse Ventura believes Barack Obama is in danger of assassination if he gets the nomination because he's anti-war. Just like JFK and Bobby Kennedy. Headline, Jesse Ventura says his book was censored by 20-plus publishers. That's breaking. It's not even in the book about MSNBC censoring him. Breaking. Coming right out and saying he kicks himself that 9/11 was an inside job. Just boom, 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 baby. And let me tell you, we got even bigger guests lined up later this month. I love giving it to the New World Order. Most people in our government are good. They're compartmentalized. They don't know what they're doing. And if we can just wake them up and wake the people up in corporate America, we can turn this around. And as more people go public, as actress of the year, best actress Oscar, and as presidents and members of parliament and Japanese parliament and European parliament go public, it is gaining exponential energy. We're going to take calls, and I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet as well, but I'm going to wait for the last 30 minutes. The next 45, 50 minutes, the rest of this hour into the next hour, it is going to be all your phone calls on any subject you'd like to discuss at 1-800-259-9231 on this Wednesday, April 2nd, 2008 edition, 1-800-259-9231. And here's how it works. First-time callers go to the head of the line. You are only trumped by people that disagree. And I don't do that every day where you get trumped by first-time callers. That is, we do that about once a week. But every day, if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Other than that, there's no call screening. In fact, if you want to call up and say you're calling from the moon and your name's Mud, we don't care. If you volunteer, you disagree, head of the line. Our enemies still lie on the web and say that we screen calls and that it's fake callers. That's because they're enemies of the Republic. All you've got to do is call in right now and find out the truth for yourself. 1-800-259-9231. Let's finish up a little piece of this Bobby Kennedy film, BBC, and then we'll go right to your phone calls.
Gravier has worked with these men at JM Wave and first confirmed my identification of Morales.
This definitely, from the profile, is hugely similar. The body language is very, very much characteristic of Morales. See how he moves back and forth very casually, does not attract attention to himself? That is no question.
Bradley also recognized his former case officer, Gordon Campbell.
Yeah, that's excellent. I could certainly verify 90% ID of Gordon Campbell, and less a little hair, as I remembered him. The facial features are certainly his. Absolutely. Obviously, the two of them are together. They're looking for a way out because this fellow is guiding him, showing him an exit. Obviously, he's got something in his hand. I think it's impossible to determine what it is.
These men are alleged to have hated the Kennedys for withdrawing air support for the failed Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. And Morales admitted to his ex-lawyer that he was involved in both Kennedy assassinations.
Well, it was something like, I was in Dallas I was in Los Angeles when we got the little bastard. What it said to me was that he was in some way implicated with the death of John Kennedy. And let's go one step further, and also Bobby.
An interesting claim from a friend of Morales, but until now there's been no photographic evidence. I traveled to Washington to meet Wayne Smith, who worked with Morales at the U.S. Embassy in Havana in 1959. This photograph of Morales dates from the same time. Would Smith recognize Morales in the video?
David Morales.
That's him. That's Dave Morales.
Really?
Yeah, I'm virtually certain. Is there anything?
No, we see him again.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And you'll see him repeated.
Yes, very, very much.
Yeah, I mean, insurance every. That's Morales. That's Morales. Yeah, I knew Morales quite well. He worked in the CIA station in Havana when I was third secretary of the political section, and got to know him fairly well and saw him again a number of times. He came to Buenos Aires when I was political counselor down there, and we had dinner at a friend's house one evening. So I have no hesitation in saying that's Morales.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls here in just a second. By the way, I know we're getting a lot of emails and the message boards and people saying, oh, man, I didn't know you had Jesse Ventura coming on. But it wasn't just an interview with Jesse Ventura. They always spill their guts on this show. It's the fact of what they say on this show. And we even have video plugged into the board because we videotape myself in here live, and then we put images to it and put it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members, put a shorter version up on YouTube for everybody. And so I'm talking to Ventura during the break. We're going to put some of this on the web. And I wasn't even going to bring 9/11 up because I'd already done a 9/11 interview with him. And off record, he'd said more. On record, he was kind of irritated by it. He told me, I want to do more research. Yeah, I've read some stuff, but I'm going to look into this. And he did. That was about a year and a half ago. So I wasn't going to bring 9/11 up. And then I went and talked to him during a break, and I'm like, hey, let's talk about the war when we get back. He goes, hey, I want to get into 9/11. Let's talk about it. I wasn't ready, but now I am. And then he came and repeated that on air. But, I mean, major breaking news. So it was in the first hour. I give you hints. See, there are powers that be behind the scenes. There are people that put pressure on folks. That's why we never tell you when we're having a big guest on. If it's Charlie Sheen or Charlton Heston or Mayor Ed Koch or a member of British Parliament or Willie Nelson or Muse. That's some big rock bands we're going to be having on soon, by the way, working on that right now. We never tell you because it's a surprise. But I do give you a heads up. I say, hey, tomorrow, early in the show, first hour, be tuned in. A lot of people weren't. Don't worry. When the show ends, in an hour and 20 minutes, he was on the first minute of the show for an hour and 20 minutes. And it was bombshell after bombshell. The interview is nowhere but on the Internet, and it's not even out on the web yet. It just happened at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. That'd be noon Pacific. We will re-air the Jesse Ventura interview in its entirety at Infowars.com. And I know AM and FM stations around the country also rebroadcast us at night or in the morning, so you'll also be able to hear it there. Very thankful to those affiliates, but you'll be able to hear Jesse Ventura. And it's a big interview. We can wake up a lot of people with this. He's got a lot of courage. We need to use this now to wake people up. The ball is in your court. We got the big guest for you. He said the powerful things on this show. The articles are going to be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next 2 hours. I've got writers Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and Steve Watson working on it feverishly from Sheffield, London, and New Mexico. So from England and the U.S., from the southwestern mountains of the lower Rockies to the stomping grounds of Robin Hood to the gallows where Captain Kidd was hung, we bring you the information. Oh, I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. But I get endorphins when we get a big guest and they talk about powerful things, important things, when we hurt the New World Order, when we bring them one step closer to the gallows. I start having intense feelings of pleasure. Hold on. Oh, yes. Ah. Ah. I don't need any drugs to take a ride, ladies and gentlemen. I'm high as a kite right now because, believe me, this story's going to be big. And it's going to have an effect. And it's one more step towards the throats of the New World Order and bringing them to justice. And I see more and more people standing up and showing courage. It is the dam broke a long time ago. And now the floodgates are opening. And if you can't celebrate major victories, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's like Ron Paul. people think because he's not winning the presidency, but he's staying in the race, that we've lost. No, we won when we stood up and fought. We won when we made the international bankers and the currency tax, the inflation tax. The open border is a big issue. When we exposed the New World Order. When Ron Paul stood up and showed that we're 5 years into a war and that all the other candidates are basically pushing it. And we grew tens of millions of people. We grew our movement. They came in. They woke up. Now they're finding out more hardcore info. I mean, Al Gore is trying to hire 10 million cronies. By the way, quote, liberal, foundation liberal, Carnegie, Rockefeller Endowment, nothing liberal about them. They're always saying they want to recreate the Communist Youth Brigades of Lenin and Mao. The Communist Youth Brigades, the Little Red Books and the Cultural Revolution, killed and helped kill the 60 million people. Nothing like out-of-control, power-tripping 16- to 20-year-olds coming in your house, destroying your art, raping your wife, shooting you in the back of the head. I'm not putting up with it, Gore, and that's exactly what these 10 million scumbags are. A bunch of well-meaning, patchouli oil-wearing, dreadlock, sandal, rich white kids who hate daddy because he's a Republican. They own the Democrats, too. They've got terror on the right to get our liberties, and they've got the fake greenhouse crises on the left. You want to worry about something, worry about fission fusion and nuclear reactors and particle accelerators, cyclotrons, heavy reactors. Start worrying about antimatter bombs, which they admit they've created. Start worrying about genetic engineering. Start worrying about pesticides like Roundup. Start worrying about things that are actually killing us and killing this planet instead of running around talking about carbon dioxide, which has been 14 times higher in our history. We need it. We need more of it, you idiots. It's the life gas, you stupid twit. Excuse me. Stop being conned. Stop being suckered. Stop being taken. Stop being manipulated. You know, I'm endangering my life doing this, and I'm reckless. Everybody knows it. And I'm committed to this. And that's why it feels so good when we have victory after victory. I'm just running for as many yards as I can get, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm asking you to get out there on the field and just to commit and go 110% in this fight. This isn't a football game. This is for your life. This is for your children's future. This is for everything on the line now. This is what humanity's all about, the struggle for liberty and freedom. Can't you feel it in your bones? Can't you feel it in your heart? It feels good to know what's happening. It feels good to be committed to justice and liberty and freedom and to serve the species. Don't you know that when you serve the species, you end up serving yourself? You reap what you sow, you give, and you receive. That's the secret of the universe, not what the worldly servants of the devil sell you. Screw everybody, cheat everybody, stab everybody in the back. But that doesn't mean, as Christians or people that just love liberty and freedom, that we're a bunch of limp-wristed cowards. It doesn't mean when somebody cheats us or stabs us or is wicked and tries to bring us down that we don't kick them to the curb. It means when somebody who's well-meaning but stupid does something, or someone who isn't pure evil does something, you forgive them. Or if it's your family, you forgive them. But you do not forgive the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. You realize who they are, and you keep them out of your life. You ostracize them. Try that. People make fun of you and laugh at you at work or church, whatever. Just stop talking to them. Stop caring what cowardly scum thinks. Stop caring what weak-minded people think. You got strong minds, stronger than most people. That's why you listen to this show, and you know what Veritas is. Truth is flowing through your very veins. Okay, I got to get settled down. God, I feel like I could take on 20 people right now. Man. Because I'm not doing this for nothing. I'm not playing this game to lose. You just got to turn loose. That's the key. turn loose. Stop caring what your cowardly neighbors think. Stop caring. Stop cowering to some cop when he tells you to turn your camera off when you're 50 yards away filming an arrest. You tell him it's my First Amendment. Stop being afraid. If you're a good officer, stop being afraid. Speak up. I know there's good ones, a lot of them out there. You know, I'm always bashing cops because it's a sick culture and the bad ones really stand out and make the rest of the good ones look bad. But I look at the statistics. They have had national polls of police where 98% are pro-Second Amendment. Ron Paul got almost 80% of all the military donations to the Republicans. So the military's good. The cops are good. I get threatened by police at a primitive level because I know my nose is clean. I know I'm a good person. I know I'm not doing anything wrong other than speeding. And I know I don't deserve to be treated like dirt. But I just want the police to know that I am your friend at my core, and I'm just sick of you being conned, just like I'm sick of everybody else being conned. It's disgusting! It's like watching your son get in the car with a bunch of drug addicts, and you know he's going off to use drugs. Well, you shouldn't be a wimp. You should grab him out of that car and not let him go. And I'm not saying I see the police as my son, but you understand. I see he was being conned, somebody I actually care about, being manipulated by people that don't give a rat's butt about you. All right, I said I'd take calls. We're going to do it. By the way, next Monday, big announcement about the course and future of something very important. Biggest announcement I've ever made about this radio show coming up Monday, high noon Central Standard Time, when we start that second hour next Monday. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
We're going to go to France because it's a foreign call, but first, Wesley in Idaho disagrees. You're first up. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Music off now. I feel the endorphins as well. A great interview with Jesse, the Mind Ventura. It's great to hear someone of his prominence speaking about 911. But I do take huge exception with you and Jesse. I hope you're out there listening. You can read my letter in the Idaho Observer this month, page 21, or you can just simply...
Okay, let me stop you right there. Put him on hold. Okay, we went right to you. You made some comment about the music, the rest of it. You want to be arrogant? I'm going to be arrogant. You got the floor, buddy. Disagree with me. Get to the meat of the matter right now. Go ahead.
Right now. Okay, you can Google Big Lie Hitler and go to Wikipedia and find that Hitler did not say the bigger the lie, the easier the sell.
Put him on hold. I'm going to say what he really said. Joseph Goebbels wrote that the Soviets were liars, that the communists were liars, and that they would use the big lie, the bigger the lie, the more they believe it. And then Hitler quoted that in a radio address talking about how they told big lies. So in a way it's not true, but in a way it is true. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Am I back on?
Yes, you are.
He accused the Jews of using the big lie technique. Go also on the internet is Goebbels' 1934 Nuremberg rally speech, and mm-hmm. The words in that speech are words to live by. They are fantastic.
Okay, listen, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate your call. Yeah, Goebbels constantly talked about the big lie. And so he said it about communists, he said it about Jews, and that's true. I'm somewhat of a history buff on the Nazis. Not some expert. You can read 100 books and know nothing. It's a big piece of history. But I've probably read 20 major books on it. Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scherer, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head. These are 900-page books, by the way. And fascinating stuff. That's what got me into history when I was a little kid. I started reading it. I've read Mein Kampf, My Struggle. I've read a lot more. And yes, you're right, he also did say that about Jews. But a lot of people then look at issues and think, oh, Alex is lying. He said it was about communists. It's about Jews. No, it's both. Goebbels gave hundreds of big lie speeches, and I was correct that it is Goebbels, Joseph Goebbels, who gave that speech. But Hitler also, his speechwriter was Joseph Goebbels. Heinrich Himmler actually was his little SS commander, and the fat man, the fat heroin addict, also helped with some of his speeches occasionally early on. Hermann Göring. Okay, we'll be right back now that we've had our Hitler is wonderful call. And then we'll come back and take more phone calls from France. They know how great he is over there. They got invaded by him. Chris in France, you're next after this 70-second break. And then I'm going to try to hurry through the rest of the calls, okay? I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Coordinates for the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv. Huge announcement on Monday. We're starting the countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.